Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me today. Today I have another great story lined up for you. It's not a long one, but I think that once you hear what it has to offer, I'm sure you'll be looking around the house for something sweet. And before things get out of hand, I'm talking about candy. I've always enjoyed sweets, some more than others, as you will see when I get to the story I'm going to read you today. The thing about candy is that no matter how your day might be going, be it bad or good, I found that a piece of candy can make it just that much better. It's amazing what sugar does to us when eaten. Of course, too much isn't the best. But in moderation, I found that it can be a great enjoyment in a person's life. Thinking back, I didn't get too much candy as, well, money wasn't readily available. But when I did get some, well, let's just say it was a good day. The characters in the story are Reg and Laura Potter. They were the folks that adopted and raised me for a few years. The last character, and I mean a character, well, is me. So, with that said, I hope you enjoy One Candy Stick. Reg, now Laura's husband, was a very special man to me while growing up. It seemed at any given time he knew exactly what I was thinking or going to do before I knew myself. Like the times we went to the old hardware store in town, about 5 miles or so from where we lived, or 8.5 kilometers, which is a type of language that our powers that be put into effect. And if I might say, without my consent. Anyways, on this morning, sitting at the kitchen table eating breakfast, I spotted a penny beside my plate. Seeing it laying there, I knew for sure a trip to town was in order. And as good as Laura's bacon and eggs were, as soon as I was finished, or almost finished, I was out the door hooking up the horse to the buckboard, just itching to be on my way. Along the way, to make conversation, Red always asked, George, how do you like living with us? We sure hope you feel more at home now than when you first got here. That was my cue to tell him just how grateful I really was. And I did, every time we went to town. I guess he needed to be reminded. At first, though, moving in with them, things were a bit rough with my dad leaving me on the doorstep, so to speak. Then not knowing these strange people, or for that matter, why I was even there, didn't help matters any. Truth be told, it took a whole year before I became accustomed to their ways and settled in. It wasn't all that bad, though, as they were great folks, and they did their utmost to make me feel at home. But it was challenging, to say the least, not only for me, but I suspect for them too. Anyways, riding the town with Reg was always something special, not taking anything away from the times I spent with Laura, just that when alone with Reg, well, I guess you could say it was a man thing, as he made me feel like a man, or maybe a couple better words would be, he made me feel grown up. But even though I felt growing up on them trips to town, that penny Reg gave me at the breakfast table felt like I was burning a hole in my pocket, wanting to get out so I could buy that candy stick. I only got one when we went to town, as that was all that a penny would buy at that time. And saying that, though, there were times that someone felt a bit sorry for me and bought me another. And occasionally, too, if I looked up and smiled at them in just the right way. When that happened, I think I was about the happiest young feller in town. The jars that held the candy sticks were quite tall, and I would have to say each one would hold around 10 or so sticks. Colors were plentiful too, green, yellow, black, brown, red. I would say about 8 or so different colors all total. Some newer kinds even had stripes. I can remember scratching my head wondering how they made them. The great thing about going to town was that Reg was never in a hurry. It seemed he always had time to sit and chat to someone. Many a time he would watch me standing making up my mind on which candy stick to choose, He never made me feel rushed, though. He would sit down on a keg of nails, and with me looking over at him, a smile would creep across his face, which of course brought one out of mine. It seemed he enjoyed watching me as much as I enjoyed looking at every candy stick, trying to figure out which one to buy. Cherry or lime was my most favorite, I would have to say. Cherry, the red ones, were second on the list. But most of the time, them green ones was what I picked. Something about the taste I just loved. Occasionally, Reg offered a little suggestion when he wanted me to try something new, but suggesting was all he did, as he knew right there and then that choosing that candy stick was about the biggest decision in my life. I can't begin to tell you, went through my mind once the owner took the lid off the top of that jar, which held them candy sticks. I was in total awe sometimes. I even got to drooling while looking at them, thinking of how they were going to taste. After I made my decision, I would then hand over my penny, always with a bit of reluctance, but knowing it was the only way I could have that sweet-tasting thing that would soon be swirling inside my mouth. Once paid for, Reg and I would usually head on out to the bench which was located on the porch just outside the store. While I got into unwrapping my candy stick, Reg would load up his old pipe. On them days, nothing much would be said. It seemed just the smile on both of our faces was all that was needed. Once his pipe was packed full, he would light her up, and between that sweet-smelling tobacco he used and my lime-tasting candy stick, well, let me tell you, in short, I don't think there was a happier pair of fellers in the whole town. Now that you've heard one of my most favorite treats was in the candy department, and being that the story was a touch short, I figured I would share another one with you. This one, though, isn't about candy. Nope, it's about cookies. To me, cookies are something that most can't get enough of. Back on the farm, Laura, the lady of the house, used to make some of the best cookies you could ever wish for. Now don't get me wrong, later in life I met a few women that made some pretty good ones too. Like my lovely wife Ruth. I would have to say hers are just as good as Laura's, and I'm not just saying that because she is my wife. If you want proof, just drop by someday when she is baking them. I'd gladly let you have a half of one or try out. Anyways, I can remember on them cold winter days coming in from the fields, smelling them cookies as I got closer to the house. I swear there was something hypnotic about them. Cookies are something in my eyes that have to be made not so thick that you just want one. They need to be thin enough so you can eat about four. As four sitting on a plate made it look like you really had something. You know, there's only one thing better than four cookies on a plate. What would that be? Well, to me it would be four cookies on a plate along with a cup of hot chocolate to dunk them in. Thing is, that hot chocolate back in them days was made differently than today. Back then, folks used fresh raw cream right from their cows or their neighbor's cows, and no matter how a person tries today, it's almost impossible to catch what once was. Even though I still enjoy a hot chocolate today with cookies, it seems that I always finish up feeling something is missing. A lot of people today have stopped making cookies as well. They figure they can buy them in a store so cheap it isn't worth their while making them. Thing is, as my wife would tell you, that they are easily made. Oh, I have bought a few in my day, but when it comes time to eat one, it seems I find one is enough, and usually the rest get thrown out. I just can't get myself to liking them store-bought ones, no matter how hard I try. What made me write about cookies? Well, just so happens, my wife was making them while I was working on this podcast today. What kind of cookies? Chocolate cookies. They were one of my most favorite, along with sugar cookies, though. Double layer with some fresh fruit in the middle, and to top it off, a coat of vanilla icing made from organic coconut sugar. Boy, I might not be a young feller like my grandson Cole anymore, but when it comes to my lovely wife's cookies, I sure am in mind. Oh, and yes, that grandson of mine likes cookies too. Isn't that right, Cole? That's it for today, folks. But before I go, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. We have 7 books to choose from, and each book has over 50 short stories. The titles of the books are One More Story, Moments in Time, Paths We Choose, Time's Changing, Keep Turning Pages, Join Me in the Garden, and Nature's Gateway to Health. All of our books are available on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com in ebooks or paperback. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me anytime at stories@keepingnotes.com and I'll get back to you. Along with that bit of information, I would like to let you know about Patreon. Patreon is a membership platform that makes it easy for those that want to know more about artists and creators like myself. It's a simple way for me to promote my books along with my podcast and a place for those that want to show their support. You can find Patreon by going to patreon.com/justonemorestory, all one word, no spaces. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, CastBox, The Walters Post, and Google Home. Just say, "Hey Google, play Just One More Story by George Walters." And if you enjoy my podcasts, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you all for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.